Cooking on a hot stone. Watch out for the stone, the shore cook says. He slides my meal across the counter to me. It is very hot. I look at a dark stone shaped like a huge pill on my plate, then look at my undercooked meat next to it. The hot stone, it appears, is used to finish cooking the little slices of steak, as us customers desire them. By placing each slice on my own hot stone, I can cook my steak rare, medium, done or well done, just like I like it. I'm not just a consumer of a product, but a participant in its preparation. I'm sure this cooking technique has been around for thousands of years in Japan, but it is new to a trail-tired New Mexico cowpoke. The whole process makes it twice as long to finish my dinner as it usually takes, but I enjoy my food more. Hearing meat sizzle on the stone reminds me of summer backyard barbecues and cooking over a campfire. At the end of this meal, I'm happy with my steak, and if I have to blame anyone for its cooking, it has to be me. That, I figure, is the final exclamation point of this entire culinary and writing exercise.